Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host Nicole Rose from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show last week, which was a recording of a talk I did about burnout for an anarchist book fair in Croatia. So today it's also a recording of a talk. So I was so honoured to be invited to speak online at a congress called Together We Resist, which is a feminist congress in Basel in Switzerland. And the theme of the conference was all about repression, you know, especially in terms of like queer and feminist movements. And, you know, how does that relate to fighting borders and nationalism? And fucking hell, we're really seeing that in the UK at the moment, right? With this fucking Tommy Robinson nonsense. And yeah, I'm thinking of everyone. I put like a a post on Instagram, but like, yeah, honestly, like if anyone is organizing like against the far right and wants some support, like please request a herbal care package. Like you're the people I want to get medicine to, you know, especially like black and brown comrades who, you know, are like feeling really fucking unsafe, like on the fucking underground and with these fucking idiots everywhere. So yeah, I just wanted to say that that's available. And if you're not sure what the care packages are, you can listen to the herbal care packages episode. So yeah, so this talk is all about herbal support through repression. So I kind of like weave through various threads of the work from like herbal first aid at protests and uprisings to, you know, court support to care packages to, you know, healing from incarceration. It's kind of like an overview of lots of different things. And I would hope at some point to kind of like do deep dives into the different areas. But yeah, hopefully it's interesting. Like, yeah, like I had to pause for simultaneous translation. So there's like some gaps. I could have edited it, but like, girl got no time. So yeah, anyway, I hope this sounds okay. And finally, the Herbalism PTSD and Traumatic Stress course is fucking launching next Monday. And oh my God, I am behind on promoting it. This is the smallest my waiting list has ever been. And yeah, it's just been really tough. I'm just doing the whole like single mom hustle at the moment. Kind of launched this Hawthorne program supporting people experiencing repression, which has been fucking incredible. But I think maybe I timed it wrong because I should be promoting the PTSD course, which is like the foundation of my livelihood and, you know, funds like 95% of everything the Solidarity Apothecary does. So please check out the course in the show notes. I will be talking about it more soon, but it's like a fucking amazing sliding scale offering. No one is turned away for lack of funds. All about herbal support for the nervous system, you know, for trauma, collective responses to trauma and traumatic stress, the politics of trauma, and then just like loads of geeky stuff like nervous system physiology and, you know, like nerve tonics and all different kinds of nervines, which are herbs with an affinity for the nervous system, you know, from relaxant nervines to herbs that can help you sleep to herbs that can support in panic attack blends, like all the things. You know, it's like a fucking amazing, huge body of work that is like created to be as accessible as possible. You can work through it at your own pace online. And if you've already enrolled in it and are like even just a little bit of the way through, I would love your testimonial or for you to share it on the old Instagram or Facebook or wherever you interact with people. Just that kind of like word of mouth recommendation, like grassroots support. Like you have no idea how much more effective it is than like writing a fucking post that doesn't get seen by like anyone. And, you know, I've been so shadow banned. Like, it's just, yeah, someone messaged me saying that like you click on my link tree and it like warns you that it's like spam and stuff. And it's just, it's so frustrating. So yeah, any kind of like peer-to-peer support, like, yeah, I will love you forever. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to stop talking so you can listen to the episode. But yeah, let me know your feelings about this series, anything you'd like me to cover. And yeah, thanks so much again for your time and energy to listen. Okay, take care. Hello. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk. I'm so sorry to not be there in person. Okay, can you see my screen okay?
Ooh.
Maybe you can make a bit noise that she know that. Woo!
Oh, I didn't hear anything, but I know you're there. It's all right. I've got a friend texting me live updates, so it's all good. Okay. Can you see my screen okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So a little overview. I'll introduce myself and my project, and then I'll talk about the practical ways herbalism can support us through repression. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit about like very practical things, first aid, some nervous system support, chronic stress support, and supporting people in prison, like during and after. And yeah, I just want to say I'm really grateful to be invited and for the theme of the conference or the Congress. It's like super important. And yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. And the reason I'm not there today is because I'm looking after my little baby who is here at a soft play, fucking up a police car. I put the balaclava on myself. He doesn't normally wear this, obviously. Okay. And just a content warning that, like, you know, there are like more graphic references a little bit to prison and state violence. And yeah, and just that, like, so many people are doing this work, especially like Black and Brown abolitionists, and people who've been supporting people in prison for a really long time. Okay, so yeah, I'm Nicole Rose. My lineages are English, Welsh and Irish. I started learning about herbalism in prison, which was like 16 years ago, I think now. And yeah, I went through 10 years of state repression before I learned more about herbalism. And now I try and like combine these life experiences and passions. So I have a project called the Solidarity Apothecary, and the mission is to support revolutionary struggles and communities with plant medicines to strengthen collective autonomy, self-defense, and resilience to climate change, capitalism, and state violence. And in practice, that looks like supporting people one-to-one and distributing care packages. I have a book called The Prisoner's Herbal that goes to people in prison worldwide. I'm part of a separate project that supports refugees and forcibly displaced people in northern France. And I also try and support different, you know, different organisers. And yeah, I'm very involved in like prisoner solidarity, like anti-prison struggles. And I also have a podcast called the Frontline Herbalism Podcast, which I'll refer to when I share some of the resources. Am I still speaking too fast? Ugh, probably am.
A little bit slower.
Okay. Okay, sorry. So I recently published this book called Herbalism and State Violence, which shares everything in this talk. And I wanted to give a little shout out to my friend Kez, who's in the audience, I think, because she basically made the book happen. I was very, very pregnant. And yeah, she helped me with lots of writing and you know, like editing my work and emotional support to make it happen. And if anyone wants to write a book, then ask her and pay her to support you, because yeah, you won't regret it. So that's her website. And she has some zines available, some like queer ecology, like queer plant zines, which are like super cute. Okay, so practical ways plant medicines can support people. We're going to start with like herbal first aid, just this very acute beginnings of kind of, you know, herbs in action. So street medics and action medics, however you call them, you know, they play a really important role at demonstrations and riots and uprisings, like as first aiders and trying to keep people safe. I've put safe in, you know, quotation marks, because these aren't like safe places, obviously. But herbal medicines can be like fantastic additions to people's toolkits. And one of the main herbs here, plantain on the right, this picture was from Palestine. And there's like a, in 2022, and there's a picture of a gas canister And I just thought it was like an interesting picture of this kind of, yeah, amazing first aid herb, and then, you know, the state violence or the Zionist violence. Okay, so some examples. A lot of chemical weapons exposure can harm our livers, so we can work with herbs to support our liver, like plants like milk thistle and dandelion and burdock. We can, you know, help soothe like irritated skin with things like, you know, oatmeal. And very importantly, we can support our respiratory systems with, you know, herbal steams and demulcents, which, you know, are kind of supporting our mucous membranes and supporting our tissues that are kind of harmed by, you know, some of the chemicals that the police use. And there's also, you know, like just basic like bruise ointments and muscle rubs and things for injuries. Okay, and then I'm sure most people will know, like, any kind of interaction with the state often is like stressful and potentially traumatic, and people are often experiencing a lot of like emotional shock. So yeah, plants are really fantastic at supporting people in this like state of like acute activation of their sympathetic nervous system. So this is our fight flight response. Sorry, I know I'm talking too fast, I'm trying to slow down. So those can be feelings of, you know, like panic and fear and rage and anxiety. And I'm going to talk through some herbs that are helpful. But I just want to say that like any relationship with a plant can be strengthening and soothing and grounding. You know, like I remember being sexually assaulted when I was much, much younger, and then, you know, kind of like escaping this house and trying to run back to the train station. And I saw this massive piece of land which had dandelions like everywhere, and I just felt like instantly like supported and, you know, could take a breath. And yeah, so any herb we have a relationship with can, you know, offer this to our bodies. And burning herbs can be helpful, like for example, if you were raided by the police and you have that kind of like energy in there, it's nice often to kind of try to clear that. And, you know, people have been burning herbs for thousands of years. You don't have to buy a herb that is, you know, like not from your lineages and is like over harvested and exploited in a different continent. You know, you can just grow, you know, you can burn plants that are growing like in your garden, if you have a garden. So some example herbal allies for this kind of emotional shock. We might work with plants like lavender, for example, chamomile, lemon balm. I'm hoping you can find some of these herbs on your plant walk. Also, hawthorn is an amazing like medicinal tree that's very common on the land where I live. Plants like motherwort are very fantastic for, you know, like heart palpitations and states of emotional shock. And I should emphasize, before taking any plant, like, you know, research if it has any contraindications with medication you are taking, or if you were in like early pregnancy or pregnancy. Sure, sorry. It's so hard because I can't see the translators. So it's like, shall I take a pause now, or?
Can you see them when we make this?
Because the problem is I have the slides big, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I can have my phone next to me if you want to like send me a message on Signal at all. But yeah, it's harder to not see people.
Yes.
Okay.
I will send you a message.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and we also have herbs that can help us with like sleep disturbances. So trauma often really affects someone's nervous system, which really affects someone's ability to sleep well. And so plants like passion flower or wild lettuce or skullcap, like they're really great at supporting people to kind of access higher quality sleep. And I have a podcast all about this, and there's a chapter in the book as well about police raids and herbal allies for shock. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about like herbal support for more like ongoing stress and burnout. And one thing that many people experience, you know, I've supported like hundreds of people going through state repression. And it is very common for people to feel so overwhelmed that they are often having like regular panic attacks. And I love to make for people like blends that they can reach for like during a panic attack, which can help, you know, make it last less time and make it be sort of less intense for someone. Sorry, I'm getting some funny texts. So some plants I work with are like, again, motherwort, lemon balm, passion flower, skullcap, and valerian. And this is motherwort here. But what we're aiming for as herbalists is how to like prevent someone having panic attacks and support their nervous system like longer term. And that's when we have like different types of plants that are helpful. And I'll talk about these in more detail in a moment. But there is also a podcast all about this and a free guide on my website about herbal support for panic attacks. There are like very particular dynamics of trauma that are common with like state repression, particularly. And there has been a lot of research about what makes a particular situation like more stressful or more traumatic for a human being. And some of the common themes are like uncertainty, fear, loss of control, like you are not in control of the outcome. Feeling overcome by a greater power. And finally, like social isolation. And these dynamics are common through like all forms of state violence. So herbs can support us through these periods of chronic stress. They can help with nutrition, and we call these like nutritive herbs. So the stress response in the body like greatly uses many like, you know, micronutrients all the time, leading to kind of like a extended state of depletion. So working with nutrition is like really important. And I mentioned sleep. So sleep is like the most important thing that the body needs to process traumatic memories and recover from trauma. But unfortunately, it's the thing that often goes wild, like when we're experiencing stress. So I love to work with people to to like establish a stronger sleeping pattern, and plants like skullcap are amazing for this. With our nervous system, like being in fight or flight a lot has, like in this sympathetic nervous system state, it can have big kind of like repercussions for the body in terms of, you know, like being like often like generative of disease and inflammation. So if we can support someone to like reduce the levels of activation they're experiencing, like not only will they feel better, hopefully, but also, you know, we are like trying to prevent something more chronic from establishing. And herbs are incredible at supporting like the structure and the function of the nervous system, which we call like nervine tonics. And obviously everyone expresses like distress in their body in a different way. So my old clinical supervisor would call these like fault lines. So for some people, they will get, you know, like any stress, they will get like bad tummy, like digestive problems. Other people will get headaches or muscle pain. You know, some people, it may affect their like menstrual cycle, for example. And so herbalism can support with, you know, these various different manifestations of stress in the body. And finally, like it's the act of herbalism, which is like amazing for people. So, you know, I can post someone some medicine, which is fantastic, but the real medicine is them, you know, connecting with plants and foraging and making medicine and having that relationship themselves. And I have a resource on my website called State Repression, Trauma and the Body, which goes into all of this stuff in much more detail, which is free for anyone to watch. All right, and now I'm going to talk about care packages. So, one manifestation of repression is obviously like, you know, legal court cases. And these are often like periods of like big, you know, like high stress for someone because, you know, maybe they are going to prison. And in my experience, like if someone is feeling like calmer and more resourced, they can often, you know, like do a lot better for their outcome in court. Because as we know, the court system is like fucking like classist and racist, and these juries will, you know, judge someone on their personality and their kind of like performance in the courtroom. So having like a more resourced nervous system can mean like we can meet the enemy with like a bit more like capacity, if that makes sense. You know, trials can often be very like emotionally and physically intense for defendants and supporters, which is why something I started doing was giving like herbal care packages to people going through court cases. So these would include some support for the immune system, like elderberry or ginger and thyme. They would include a nervous system support blend, like, you know, chamomile or hawthorn. And I would always make a nice tea for someone to drink after a long day in court that can help them move into like a parasympathetic nervous system state and to sleep better. And I make an amazing lavender oil with olive oil from the West Bank in Palestine, combined with dried lavender. And it's just like fucking amazing. And, you know, it's really fantastic for helping people sleep. So anyone going through repression is welcome to request a care package. I send them like all over the world for free. And if you're interested in doing something similar, I have two podcasts where I'm like talking like in detail about how I make the care packages and which medicines are included and how I organize it and distribute and fundraise for them. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about like herbal support in prison. So yeah, we cannot forget the people experiencing like the sharpest end of state repression, which is, you know, people in prison. And I know it is like fucking impossible to send medicines to people inside. But we can support them to learn about prison. To learn about herbalism while they are in prison. And it's a really important, fantastic opportunity to kind of develop this like increased health autonomy. Because in prison, like you have no fucking autonomy over your health. Like, you know, sometimes it can take weeks to see a doctor or months. Often, like, the range of, like, medications are very, very limited. And so any tools that can help someone take care of themselves and not be dependent on the fucking prison officers, I think is really important. So, for example, in the start of the pandemic, a friend in prison, lots of people on his wing, like his unit in the prison, were getting sick. And so he had my book, and some friends in prison had the book too that I'd posted. And together they like combined all their like spices that they had that they could buy from the prison. We call it canteen or commissary in the US. And they started to make like turmeric drinks like in their kettles with like soy milk or dairy milk. And then were giving it to people, you know, who were self-isolating because of COVID. And yeah, I thought this was like a really nice example of the, you know, the book in action. And I have like hundreds of letters from prisoners with examples like this of them finding a plant in prison or, you know, starting to work as a gardener in prison or, you know, making a tea with something that is helping them, you know, to sleep in prison, for example. But herbalism can also support with this, you know, this feeling of connection and relationship to, you know, to something bigger than ourselves. And it can also, it can give people this like, you know, passion for learning and kind of purpose inside. So the book has, I think maybe, I've lost count, but I think like 5,000 copies now have gone to people in prison around the world. And we have 3,000 more printed last month. And it has been translated by various comrades into different languages. So comrades translated it into Spanish, two different kinds of Spanish. And yeah, it's been distributed like across Mexico and Chile, and also like the Spanish state. And they are going to do like a second book with stories from prisoners in prison who they've connected with about their experiences with plant medicines and their like indigenous traditions.
With that. Sorry, 1 second. I'll just see if I'm speaking too fast. Okay.
Okay, so then there's also support for healing like after incarceration. And, you know, being in prison can have big health effects on people. The life expectancy of a prisoner in the UK is like 52 years old, which is like fucking like 30 years less than someone on the outside. And I think, yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I don't care about prison officers dying, but like an interesting statistic is that once they stop working in the prison, they commonly die like very quickly, like within a year or so of leaving the job. And I think it shows the effects of the kind of environment and the chronic stress and the trauma inside it. So herbalism can support with people's like hormonal systems, like this like chronic stress response. Many people in prison have digestive issues because of eating such terrible inflammatory food and often experiencing, you know, hunger. Many people will have like cardiometabolic problems, like, you know, type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. Again, because of the environment and the diet and the stress. So yeah, herbalism is like powerful in helping to reduce inflammation and, you know, support someone to improve their health. And yeah, shameless plug. If anyone is like interested in these themes or learning about herbalism, I teach a course called Herbalism, PTSD and Traumatic Stress. And yeah, no one is turned away for lack of funds. So anyone can access it for free if needed. Like if they are experiencing like financial distress or poverty. And yeah, it has like 8 modules all about, you know, trauma and different kinds of herbs that support the nervous system. And yeah, it's opening like very soon in like 10 days or something. But it only opens twice a year. So if you are interested, like, please like, you know, look at it soon. Okay. Yeah, and I mentioned the book, the Herbalism and State Violence book. It contains like all of these things I've talked about with, you know, recipes and profiles of plants and, you know, examples from different solidarity projects. And yeah, you can find everything at this solidarityapothecary.org website. All right. I think I can stop sharing. Yeah. Ooh. Hello. I can see your face again.
Many, many thanks, Nicole. Maybe you can hear it.
I can't hear anything. It's crazy.
Oh, it's so sad.
Never mind.
It was really interesting, and you don't see them, but yeah, in this room there are around 50 people. Listen to you, and it was really nice. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Does anyone have questions? Maybe the person can come to me. Anyone?
I'm just going to plug in my computer.
Ah, there. That will be...
Hello. Sorry, I'm just putting my laptop is dying. Right. Hello.
I want to ask a question about herbs you can use for abortion. And did you use it in prison? If you can access for abortion in prison in UK, but the herbs we're using for abortion for many, many years. And I wonder if it's something what happens.
Okay. So I actually did my dissertation in my clinical training about herbal support through abortion. So I can send this to you if you email, but my main outcome is that the medication used is actually like extremely effective, like the misoprostol, and that it's actually has a much bigger safety record than herbs, because there's just more consistency. So I don't support herbal abortion just with herbs. It depends on the stage of pregnancy, but these medications are actually very, very effective. I know it's not possible to always access them. Oh, sorry, are they translating?
Could you just repeat it one time? I don't know if I understood it well.
Sure. Basically, the medications to end a pregnancy are very effective. And have like a very strong like safety record across millions of people. However, my research focused on how can herbs like support with the side effects. So for example, the emotional distress or prolonged bleeding over, several weeks. But I'm sure there is a lot of knowledge that has been lost and repressed. And I know there is one project in the so-called US called Holistic Abortions. And they have like much more experience than I do with, practical dosages of herbs. So I don't want to, recommend any. And it's important that like many of the herbs used to end pregnancy are often like highly toxic for the liver, which is why like there have been some deaths from like people experimenting with herbs, because we don't have this shared knowledge well, it's been destroyed, right? So not completely, but anyway, I'm happy to send anyone my 60,000 word dissertation about herbal support through abortion.
I will contact you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There are more questions?
You don't have to come here. I can give the to you.
Yes, I come to you.
Oh, you want to come?
Okay.
The chair is yours.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks so much for the presentation. I think we could all use some tips for better sleep. I don't know about you guys. I was really curious what you mentioned about lavender oil. I just wanted to know, how do you use it for better sleep?
Sure. Let me grab one. I just make a little bottle like this. I won't put it on now because I'm really tired and I will sleep, but you just like spray it and put it on your temples or on the back of your neck or on your chest. And yeah, it's just very effective at supporting someone to access their parasympathetic, kind of their rest and digest state, which we need before we can often, you know, fall asleep. Unless we are completely exhausted, then normally it's more fast. But the recipe is inside the Herbalism and State Violence book, How to Make It. So
super nice.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I have the book and I've started reading it.
Ah, awesome.
I was really excited when I saw you presenting this Congress. So yeah.
Awesome. So much. Thanks.
I know just you guys, if you haven't even looked at the book, there's so many stories about also helping people at the borders. Maybe you can share a bit of this Calais project.
Sure.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm involved in this project called the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais. And we go to France, to Calais and Dunkirk in northern France, like the first week of every month. And we have a team of four people. So we have like a doctor or a clinical supervisor, and normally like three herbalists. And we work in the camps and we support with like first aid and, you know, like injuries, like sprains, strains, musculoskeletal problems. And then also like acute illness, like upper respiratory infections mostly, and, you know, some digestive problems. And one most important part of our work is kind of like triaging and taking people to hospital. So if someone has had, for example, a persistent cough, we would make sure they go to the doctor, try and get them a chest x-ray, you know, in case they have pneumonia or TB or something. So we, you know, we like are really working in this like first aid context. And yeah, we make all the medicines mostly in the UK and sometimes in France. And we have like people growing the medicine, like growing the herbs, like around the country. And it's like all completely grassroots. Like we fundraise for it and yeah, make it happen. And the collective is also, you know, trying to politically speak about the violence on the border and what is happening and, you know, also working in solidarity with different groups of people that are like fighting the border regime.
Thank you so much.
I
think your work is super inspiring.
Thank you. I love your hat. All right.
Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.